I joined this committee for a couple of reasons. First, to support the incredible work of the Dean of the Michigan delegation, Senator Debbie Stabenow, who is the chairwoman over in the Senate of the Ag Committee, given all that she has done for agriculture across the country, but also because Michigan is the most diverse agricultural state in the country with regular access to water. That's a dig at my California colleagues, sorry. You all have more diverse crops. We have the water. And finally, because as a former CIA officer and Pentagon official, I really do see food security as national security. And we all had our come-to-Jesus moment during COVID where we realized our supply chains were way overextended, and we just need to be a nation that can always feed ourselves by ourselves. So the Agriculture Committee is literally ground zero for that. That's why it's frustrating to come into committee today to mark up such an important bill and not be on the same page. We're a year and a half into the 118th Congress. We had to pass an extension of the Farm Bill because we couldn't get our work done on time. But the proposal in front of us, this big honking piece of thing, you know, 950-plus pages, we got 48 hours ago. By contrast, a number of us in the room are on the Armed Services Committee. We were marking up the NDAA, the Pentagon's budget, until about 10:15 last night. And while the bill wasn't perfect and we had real debate, it represented a bipartisan compromise and a bipartisan process. That's a fundamental difference. It's not just the substance, it's also being in the room with these small majorities that you Republicans have in this Congress. The bill in the Armed Services Committee passed out of committee 57-1. So we did our job. We got to bipartisan consensus. Compare that to what we have in front of us today. And I think you see the contrast come clearly. I think what is hard to understand, particularly for my Republican colleagues who are constantly talking about the debt, is by what we've been provided, there's $47 billion more in spending on 22 crops, but less than $8 billion is actually paid for in this bill. We're confused. The Congressional Budget Office has not done a complete review of this bill in a standard practice, something we do again in the Armed Services Committee all the time. And obviously, you've heard the substantive concerns from my colleagues. It takes food away from hungry people and represents the largest cut to SNAP since 1996, 30 years ago. It also weakens programs designed to protect farmers in the Great Lakes, and it restricts the USDA's ability to be flexible to address new emerging challenges. I care about this as a national security person. The big one right now in my state is avian flu. And the language in this bill would restrict the ability of the Secretary of Agriculture to respond to the next big thing, the next big item, the next big biosecurity hazard. I would say no one should be shocked by the opposition on this side of the aisle. We've been communicating our red lines on this for 18 months. We're not hiding the ball on this. And here we are. I think we all desperately want to get to a bipartisan bill. Senator Stabenow has put out her draft in the Senate that actually covers, I would say, 80% of what's in our bill. It's not radically different. But it does acknowledge the simple fact that we have a Republican House and a Democratic Senate, and in order for us to do our work, we're going to have to compromise like adults. That's what adults do.